Shalom Aleichem. We are continuing with our very important topic of Ani Amahafech Becharara, stealing somebody's deal, somebody's opportunity, a business plan that he's working on, maybe even stealing somebody's employee. Ani Amahafech Becharara. And we said last time that there's a very important machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam to what types of items did this apply to, or what types of transactions. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it only applies if somebody's trying to do commerce, for example, to buy something, to sell something, to rent something. It applies, in other words, in the Hebrew, it's mecher and schirus, or kinyan and schirus. So when somebody's trying to buy something, somebody's trying to rent something, and an external third party comes and steals that opportunity, steals the deal, not literally steals, but he takes that opportunity, takes on that deal instead of the first person who was working on it. That is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. On the other hand, Rashi has a broader view, and it applies not only to purchases and sales and to rentals, but if something is hefker as well, something's on the ground, nobody owns it, and the first person is making efforts to acquire it. Even if he hasn't acquired it, the second person has to stay away, so that's hefker. Matan, if he's getting a gift, mitzia, find something, that's like hefker, or it's the same as a form of hefker. All of those, according to Rashi, the Isra of Ani Amahafech Becharara would apply as well. And our question today is, so how do we paskin? Because there are very significant ramifications if we paskin like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. So we're going to read through the Shulchan Aruch and then afterwards see the opinion of the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, says as follows, HaMechazer Achar Davar Likno So Olesachro. If you have somebody, we'll call it A. A is making efforts to purchase an item or to rent an item, be it real property or personal property, real property being land and personal property, an item that could be moved and sold, a widget, a pencil, a table, and B comes and purchases it instead of A, purchases it or rents it instead of A, B is called a Rasha, Nikra Rasha. And the same thing applies if somebody is trying to get a job. A is trying to get a job by an employer, and B steals or takes that opportunity. It's not stealing here, but it takes that opportunity. A was working on it first, and B takes the job. That would be applying as well. That's a form of rental. Now he brings, this is the Shulchan Aruch, he brings two Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim this and Yesh Omrim that. To what does it apply? What categories? And this is going to be the machlokas of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. He brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam as a Yesh Omrim. There is an opinion. And then he brings the opinion of Rashi. There is an opinion. So it goes as follows. V'yesh Omrim sheba lezakos behefker o lekabel matan me'afker. There's an opinion that says that if somebody is trying to acquire something that is ownerless, that's hefker, or to receive a gift from somebody, that's A is trying to get one of those two, ba'acher v'kadmo, and B comes and takes that opportunity, he gets the thing from Hefker, he acquires it from Hefker, he gets the matana from that other person, is the recipient of the gift instead of A. Eino nikro rasha, that person, that B is not called a rasha, this is not the type of category that the prohibition of Ani Amahafech Becharara applies to. Why not? Kevon sheino davar hamatzui lo b'makom acher, because this is not the type of item that you can acquire elsewhere. When it comes to hefker, matana, you can't simply say to B, go find your own opportunity, because there are not free items out there to receive a free gift, to find something that's a mitziah, to get something that's ownerless. B is not going to be able to find something like that. On the other hand, when it comes to sales and rentals, you can say to B, this is my opportunity. A can say to B, this is my opportunity, go find your own. So that's the first Yesh Omrim, the first there is an opinion that is like Rabbeinu Tam, that Ani Amahafech Becharara applies only to purchases and rentals, also hiring somebody, stealing an employee, because that's like a rental, but not to hefker and matana. On the other hand, the Yesh Omrim, the Shulchan Aruch continues, there's a second opinion, the Loshna, it doesn't matter, this is the sheet of Rashi, that it applies to purchases, sales, and also hefker and matana. So that is the view of the Shulchan Aruch, that he doesn't apparently give a view right now. It's Yesh Omrim and Yesh Omrim. There's an opinion like Rabbeinu Tam, this is an opinion like Rashi. Now the Ramah comes and says, V'svara Harishona, which is the first opinion, that's Rabbeinu Tam Nira Ikar, that is apparently how we paskin, says the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch brings the Yeshomim, and Yeshomim brings both opinions, and the Ramah says, but we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that Ani Amafech Bacharora only applies to commercial transactions, buying, selling, rentals, but not to Hefker and Matan. I just wanted to add on that, in fact, even if we're in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that Ani Amafech Bacharora doesn't apply to something that is in the public realm, that's ownerless, or getting a matana. Nonetheless, if somebody is putting the A of the world, so the A's of the world are putting in a lot of effort, not just a little bit effort, but a tremendous amount of effort in order to acquire that item, then Ani Amafech Bacharora would apply even in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll go through it as follows. It's a Mishnah in Gittin that says as follows, Ani Hamin Akef Barosh Hazayis. If you have a poor person, and what he's doing is he's gleaning olives at the top of a tree, leftover olives there. So that is certain matanos are permitted for the poor to take. So he is an ani amenakev barosh hazayis. He's a poor person that is gleaning olives at the top of that olive tree. They were left over for the poor. Mashatachtav gezel mipdei darkei hashalom. What is underneath him? Well, we'll have to explain what that means, is it's prohibited to somebody else for B, C, D to come and pick up on the ground what A has cut off from the top because of Darkei Shalom. So the Tosfos Yontov explains, we are talking about that we have A on the top of the tree cutting off fruit at the top, but he never acquires it. He never holds it. He never does a kinyan on it. For example, he's just got his scissors or pliers, whatever tool he has up there at the top of the tree, and he's cutting the olives. He never lifts it up. He never acquires it, makes a kinyan on it, and it falls on the ground. And the Tana Kama here in this Mishnah is saying that there is a prohibition of B to come and collect it from the ground because of Darkei Shalom. Darkei Shalom, it's just not the right thing to do. Ways of peace. A is putting in this effort at the top. Somebody else shouldn't come and collect it on the bottom. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah disagrees. He says there's absolute gezel that you're totally stealing. But the Tana Kama says it's not absolute stealing, but you shouldn't do it. But it goes as follows. Why is that? In the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Tana Kama, there should be, or according to Rabbi Yossi, there should not be a problem here. Why? Because the Ani at the time, A, never acquired the item, and this is an item that is Hefker. This isn't a purchase or sale transaction, but it's a Hefker transaction. And nonetheless, we see, according to the Tana Kama, that it's Gezel, Mipnei Tarkei Shalom, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's actual Gezel. So what is Rabbeinu Tam going to do with this? We said that Rabbeinu Tam is of the view that Ani Amafek Becharara only applies when it comes to sales and sales and purchases and the like, commercial transactions. It doesn't apply to something like this. It should be permitted for B, C, and D to come and take off the ground what A at the top did not acquire. So there's no problem on Amafef Acharara. So why does the Mishnah say it's either Gezel because of Darkei Shalom, or Rabbi Yossi says it's actual Gezel? So the Ritva explains as follows, that this, what we're talking about, Ani Amahafech Barosh Hazayis, that Ani is just cutting it, Mashatachtav Gezel Mibneg Darkei Shalom, anything underneath him, it's prohibited for BCD to take what's on the floor because of Darkei Shalom, Afagav Devei Hefker, even though it's Hefker. So why is it a problem? Rabbeinu Tam should say it's not a problem at all, it's Hefker, so the B is allowed to take it. So it's different here. It's different. Shani Hasam Dekevan Shetarach Behen. It's different because A at the top is really making effort. He went all the way to the top of the tree. He is gleaning them. He's cutting them. He's making efforts. Really, efforts. He's endangering his life. Kederach Shabani Adam Osim. So this is what people do. They put in real effort to acquire something. Samtcha Da'ate Alayu. And he accordingly relies, because he's putting in all this effort, even though the formality of a kinyan hasn't been done, but nonetheless, because we have a lot of effort that he's putting in, and because of that effort, he is reliant that this is mine. He considers it his own. Accordingly, even Rabbeinu Tam, who typically says that Ani Amahafech Bacharora does not apply to something that is Hefker, here he would say, because of this effort that's being put in, Ani Hamafet Becharara would apply. So in a nutshell, it comes out like this. We have a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi is of the view that Ani Hamafet Becharara applies not only in commercial transactions, purchase, sales, rentals, but also to Hefker, Mitzia, Matana. Rabbeinu Tam says no, only to the transactions, purchases and sales and rentals, but nothing else. But what are we going to do with this situation of the Ani that's cutting off the gleanings? He's cutting off the olives at the top of the tree. He didn't own it, but nonetheless, B is prohibited from taking it off the ground. So it's different here because of all the effort that the Ani is putting in. So it turns out that we actually have three different levels in understanding Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if there's an Ani and he puts in no effort in acquiring something, he's thinking about buying an apartment, but he didn't call the broker, he didn't do anything whatsoever, even in purchases and sales, there's no problem of ani hamahafech b'charar, no problem whatsoever. If a little bit tircha has been put in by A, he's put in a little bit effort, and we didn't define exactly what that is, but he's negotiating for a transaction, negotiating for a deal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's going to be anaya ma'afek b'charara in the context of mecher and schirus, in the context of purchases and sales and rentals. But, and B is going to be considered a rasha if he steals that opportunity, if he takes that deal. But there's not going to be a problem in hefker and mitzia, no problem whatsoever, even if a little bit effort was put in by A. And the third level down is when a lot of tircha, a lot of effort is put in, and accordingly the A is reliant, this is my deal, I'm almost there on the negotiations in this situation, but in the deal for sure. So we shouldn't talk about the deal. Even a little bit effort when it comes to a deal is sufficient. But when it comes to Hefker and Matana, as long as he put in a lot of effort, like that Ani cutting the olives from the top of the tree, there is going to be, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, and even though it's a case of Hefker and Metzia, Ani Amafech B'Charara is going to apply. So those are the three tiers in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Yirtzeh Hashem, we will continue next time.